Okay, we are up to Tesima Bays, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Amr Birmiya. Amr Birmiya. The Mishnah had said that if you build a sukkah under a sukkah, the top one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ein diurin be'el yona, literally, if nobody lives upstairs, then the bottom one is kosher. So we'll talk about that machlokas a little bit later on the Amud. But Rabbi Yirmiya now is going to say that really there are four kinds of cases, not just one case where the top one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul, but it says, Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, pa'amim sheshtehen ksheros, pa'amim sheshtehen psulos, Pa'amim shetachtona kshera v'alyona psula. Pa'amim shetachtona psula v'alyona kshera. All four cases you have, whether it's going to be kosher or pasul. Number one, pa'amim shetachtona kshera. What's the case where both the top and the bottom sukkah are kosher? Hey, chidami, what's the case? Kigon shetachtona chamasa beruba beiseilasa. If the bottom sukkah has more sun than shade, so its schach are not enough. It's not considered a sukkah. The bottom one is not called a sukkah. And the top one has the shade is more than the chama, more than the sun in the sukkah. Yet the top ones schach are within 20 amos of the ground, so the bottom sukkah can use the top one schach. So therefore, both the bottom one and the top one are kosher. It's not called the sukkah tachas a sukkah because the bottom one is not a sukkah, because it doesn't have the proper schach. It could use the upper one schach because it's within 20 amos of the ground. So that's the case where both are kosher. Number two, pa'amim sheshtehem psulos. Sometimes both of the sukkahs are pasul. Hechidami, kagon shetravayu tzilasan ruba vechamasan. In a case where both the bottom one and the top one are kosher sukkahs. Not kosher, but let's say more shade than sun. So therefore the bottom one is called a sukkah tachas a sukkah. The bottom one is pasul because of the pasuk we had yesterday. Basukas, below besukkah, tachas sukkah. Just by the way, I noted, I didn't mention it yesterday, the Tosas, the second to the last Tosas on the page, on the Amud, says that even though the Gemara talks about basukas and basukos, the end of yesterday's daf, this is even separate from the machlokas of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemisora. Tosas just notes that even if you usually hold Yeshem Lemikra, you go by the reading it, you must acknowledge that it was written for a certain reason. So it sounds like that even though you hold Yeshev LaMikra, still Yeshev LaMisora does play some kind of role. So therefore we could darshan yesterday's drasha of basukas and not a sukkah, dachas a sukkah, even according to the Manda Amar of Yeshev LaMikra, says Tosis. So anyway, getting back to our case. Sometimes they're both pasul. What's the case? Hey Chidami, says the Gemara, Kagon, the Travayot, Silasim, Ruba, Vechamasan. Both of them have more shade than sun. So the bottom one is pasul because it is under another sukkah. And the psul is sukkah, tachas a sukkah is pasul. What about the top one? What's wrong with the top one? Vekaima el yona lamala meyesrim amma. And the upper ones, schach, are above 20 amos from its floor. Meaning from the bottom of its sukkah, meaning from the top of the bottom sukkah. This lamala meyesrim amma is different than the first. Right, the first one said betoch esrim, that meant the upper one schach is within 20 amos of the ground. This lamala me'esrim amma, as Rashi says in the next amud, it means above 20 amos from its floor, because that's what you would measure for the top sukkah, and that's why the top one is pasul. So that's the case where both are pasul. Case number three, second to last line. Pa'amim shahatachtona ksheira v'halyona psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul. What's the case of the bottom one being kosher and the top one being pasul? Hechidami, kagon, now on top. Shahatachtona tselasim ruba vechamasa. The bottom one has more tsel than sun. So therefore the bottom one is kosher. So what would be the only problem with the bottom one if you have a sukkah on top of it? So we're going to have to create a situation where there is no halachic sukkah on top of it. But we're also going to have to create a situation where there's no pasul schach on top of it. Because if you remember from yesterday, if there's pasul schach on top of kosher schach and they're not mixed in with each other, so then it pasuls. So therefore, we're going to have to try to create a case where the upper sukkah is going to be pasul, but it doesn't have pasul schach. So what's the case? So the bottom one has more shade than sun. But the upper one has more sun than shade. That's why the upper one is pasul. Yet, but still, the upper ones schach are not above 20 amos, which would make them be considered pasul schach. And therefore it would cause problems for the lower sukkah, because again, there are two potential problems for the lower sukkah. A sukkah on top of it, and pasul schach on top of it. So we got out of the problem of apostles, another sukkah on top of it. It's not a sukkah. It's selasa. It's chamasa meruba me selasa. And then we also said that there's no apostle schach on top of it because it's within 20 amos. So it's just not called a sukkah. That's it. So that's why the bottom one would be kosher and the top one would be pasul.
And why would it be above 20 amos to make a difference if it's pasul? If it's already selasa
It would still be if it's above 20 amos, even though chamasa meruba me selasa, it still would be called 20. The schach legabe the bottom sukkah would be above 20 amos, and therefore it would be called pasul schach. Forget the top sukkah. We would just say you have, like we said yesterday, you have a tree overhanging if it's above. So that's why if that's pasul schach, that would cause problems for the lower sukkah. So therefore, if it's kosher schach, it's physically kosher schach here. We're talking about material that can be used for schach. So as long as within 20 amos, it's not called pasul, and therefore it's not going to ruin the lower sukkah schach. That's number three. Number four, the final case, line three. Sometimes the upper one is going to be kosher and the bottom one is going to be pasul. How's that? Hechidami kagon the travayud selasan ruba mechamasan. Both of them have more shade than sun. So regarding that, so far they're both kosher. Selasan ruba mechamasan. Aye. So why is the meaning what? But here we're saying they're both kosher sukkahs. They're both perfectly kosher sukkahs. The kaima el yonah b'toch esrim, and the upper one is within 20 amos of its floor. So if we're talking about two kosher sukkahs, so the bottom one's up to the stuck, because the bottom one is under the top sukkah. And that's the psul of sukkah tachas a sukkah. As we said, there are two potential problems for the bottom sukkah, either under a sukkah or under pasul schach. And says the Gemara, this last case, how could you have the top one kosher, the bottom one pasul? That is a case where the top one is a kosher sukkah. Period. So those are the four cases that Rabbi Yirmiyah discusses. There is a suffix of the Bir Halacha. When the Bir Halacha in Taf Reish Chaf Ches asks, in this last case, where the top one is kosher and the bottom one is pasul, is that even V'ra'isi Mishim is topic? Remember Shita's Rava back on Daf Bezim and Aleph. Rava said, what's the reason that the Schach cannot be above 20 Amos? Why? Rava was the third reason. Because you cannot build it in a way where it must be built with Derach Keva. Sukkah is diras arai, and therefore it has to be built in a diras arai way. So ask the Bir Halacha, for isi mishum is topic, according to Rava, who says the psul of Esrim Amma is because you build it in a diras keva. So in this case, ha'al yonak sheira batachtona psula, but the upper ones, schach, are above 20 amos from the ground. So even though it's within 20 amos of its own floor, it's above 20 amos from the ground, so shouldn't that be pasul according to Rava? Shouldn't that be pasul? Is this going even according to Rava? Right, so he says, but in your neinu imutu levotach esrim amos, because the walls are above 20 amos. Yeah.
He's asking if you can build stuff on a deck.
So he's asking, can you build? No, on a deck is not a problem because the walls themselves are not kavua. The walls themselves are not kavua. Is this like here? The floor is raised, so therefore, in terms of shalta ba'ena, you'll see it. It's within 20 amos where you're standing. But remember, the Rava said it's about the building of the wall themselves. If you can have to make the walls kavua, so then maybe we're gonna see what the maskana is. But his suffix is that maybe here, because you have to build the tefillin of the Derech Keva, this wouldn't be good according to Rava. Israel, you have your mouth open? No. Okay. So says the Bir Halacha, and he is at the Pashut. I think it's Pashut, that it's okay, even according to Rava. Why? Dishari. Because the Gemara says you can even build your sukkah, the Mechitza Shal Barzel, which are Kavua. Right? That was the rhetorical question that we had on that base. El, the Tzif Savzor, she even has sukkah, but Gova, but Ofen Shati, Yechol is Kaim, and the Mechitza Zarai. Vashira Chahamishu, Raka Esrim Amma. Vachinami bin Yonenu, Hare Asukko Hel Yonashi, Bechusame Esrim, Ubo, Rosa Lakai, Mitzvah Sukkah. You look at the sukkah that you're using. The sukkah that you're using, says the Bir Halacha, Dalmiach, forget what's underneath. There's no difference between this and a deck, according to the Bir Halacha. So what, that the walls physically happen to be taller, still it wouldn't be a problem. That is what the Bir Halacha says. Says the Emek Bracha, Rav Permanshik, says the Emek Bracha, I have a Mefurish Gemara that supports him. Why doesn't he quote the Gemara? We just had it a couple days ago. What does the Gemara say? If you have a very tall sukkah, we're at a whole daf, how do you fix up your problematic sukkah? So if you have a sukkah that's above 20 amos high, what way for sure works l'kulei alma? What do you do? Raise the floor with stones, with rocks, raising the floor. What do you mean raising the floor? The walls are still 20, 35 amas high. Tzarech lomar, that you look at your new floor. Forget how long the walls are. Look at your new floor, and that's how you judge your sukkah. Rabbi's only problem is if looking at your floor is above 20 amos. But says the Emek Bracha, I don't know why the Ber Halacha didn't bring that raya, but he thinks that's a mefurish raya for his shita. Okay, so that is the hosaf, the ha'ara, on the last case that the Gemara brings. Says the Gemara, sixth line, pshita, which exactly is the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah? Aren't some, these obvious? If you do the math, and you know the equations, that you can't have a sukkah under a sukkah, and you can't have a sukkah under a pasul schach, so what exactly is the chiddush of this? Pshita, not that we could have written it ourselves, but, you know, once we know those rules, you know, shouldn't it be, which is the chiddush? Staftonik shir vel yonim psu letzrich alei. Says the Gemara, case number three is the chiddush, where the bottom one is kosher, and the upper one is pasul. Why? Again, and what's that case where the bottom one was kosher? The bottom one is a perfect sukkah. The upper one has more sun than shade, yet its schach is within 20 amos. So therefore, it's not a sukkah on top, and it's not pasul schach on top. So what's the chiddush? So man da ma'u detema nigzer dilma mitztari schach pasul b'hadi schach kosher kamash malan. Now, you might say that you might get mixed up, that you might machshir not only if the schach is within 20 amos, but even if it's with above 20 amos. So you might say, you might get confused, kamash malan, we don't make such a gzeira, period. Okay, next point about building a sukkah under a sukkah. Kama yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah v'tehei tachtona psula. How tall does the upper sukkah have to be considered a sukkah tachas a sukkah? Do you need a full, perfect sukkah on top? So the first two opinions of the Gemara says no. You do not need a good, perfect sukkah that you'd be able to sit into use for the mitzvah in order to passel the lower one. Three cheetahs. Amar Afuna number one, tefach. All you need is one tefach high. Why? Shkematzinu ba'ahole tumah tefach. Because we find by tumas ohel that a tefach is the shear that's required to be called an ohel. And just like it's called an ohel for hilchas tumas ohel, so too it's enough to be called an ohel le'inyin passeling the sukkah underneath it. Though, as the Ritva here points out, of course you can't sit in that sukkah. It's only 3 inches high, so that's you can't use that sukkah to sit in. It's not good for hilchas yeshiva b'sukkah, but it is good to be considered a sukkah on top of another sukkah. That is the shita of Rav Huna. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Ahalus, tefach, al tefach, burub tefach, maybe as a tumah v'roch chotis b'vnei tumah. If you have a height of a tefach, and tefach all the way around the dimensions, that's maybe as a tumah. That means if you have a room that's a tefach high, the height, or even if, how do you have a room that's a tefach high? So you don't. So Rashi explains, let's say you have a board. You have a board, and you have a mace under one side of the board, and you have something else under the other side of the board, you have food or kalim, so then as long as there's a tefach wide and a tefach high under it, so you have a bench. So you have a bench. So then if you have a base under one part of the bench, and bench is outside. So you have any tumas all from the OL standpoint, but that will be maybe it's a tumah as long as it's a tefach high. Right? Let's say you have a tree overhanging a Beis HaKvaris and outside the Beis HaKvaris of a Jewish cemetery. So then you have, again, Tumas Ohel, a Kohen walking by on the side. As long as the tree is an Ohel, is a Tefach high, so that could be a problem. And Chotzeis b'fnei Tumah. And a Tefach is needed to be Chotzei, to prevent Tumah from going up. We mentioned this a couple days ago. And that is, Tumas Ohel is contained in the Ohel, and it does not go straight up. Though if you did not have an ohel there, if you just have a corpse lying on the floor, so then the tumah goes straight up. Okay, but ola ara shamayim. So says the Gemara, or says the Mishnah in Ahalus, if you do not have a tefach high airspace, so then it's as if there's no ohel there, and the tumah goes straight up all the way. Only if you have an ohel there does it contain the tumah. So therefore, you see for hilchas tumas ohel, tefach is the key. Aval pachas mirum tefach lo maybe below chotzeis. Right, if it's less than a tefach, so then these halachas don't apply. That is the first opinion of Rav Huna, that you need one tefach high in your upper sukkah. Rav Chisda bar Rav Huna Amri. Rav Chisda and Rav Rav Huna say arba'a. No, four tefachim. Not seven tefachim, which is the minimum for a hechsher sukkah, but four tefachim. Where do you get four tefachim from? Shalom matzinu makum chashu pachas mi arba. Because if you remember Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Erevin, four tefachim was the minimum area of a chashuv space, a chashuv rishus. Right? You couldn't get a rishus a yachid less than 4x4 tefachim, couldn't get a karmelis less than 4x4 tefachim. So that's what you see. Four tefachim is the minimum shear for a rishus. Little difficulty is, it's a little problematic about this, those spaces that we were talking about in Hilchos Shabbos, we're talking about area horizontally. Not height. 4x4, that wasn't about 4x4 tzlach. And then the Tosas points out, Tosas, the second Tosas, Lamatzina, Makam, Bakam, Vidalid, Hyde, Ulin, Rishas, Yachid, Vakam, Lakhidis, Makodris, Ulin, you go Anam, yeah, you find some Makaris about Hyde also. Even though that's not the pashtus of the Dalad Tvachim. But Tosas says, yeah, if you remember back in Erev and Daf Ayin Vav, not the chance for that, but remember that it was also about Hyde. Okay, so that's the second opinion.
Height was higher than 4x4.
Yeah, correct. The height was higher generally, but it was Yud Tvachim. But again, Tosfos says you find some Makoros, a little difficult, but that is Rav Chisson and Rav Huna's Shita. Opinion number three, the Shmuel Amar Asara, and Shmuel says, maybe what we would have said, how high is the Ohel on top of your Sukkah, the possible Ohel under it? How high is that Sukkah? A real Sukkah. It's got to be even more, it has to be 10 Tvachim high. My time at the Shmuel, Kehach Sheira, Kach Pisula. Again, it has to be 7x7 or wide, like we said before, but it has to be 10 Tvachim high. My Hachshera Basara, Af Pisula Basara. Says Shmuel, you have to have a real Sukkah. Just like to make a kosher, it's got to be 10 Tvachim high. So too, to make it possible, to make the one under it possible, it has to be 10 Tvachim high. So three opinions. Tanaz, remember back our Mishnah that we just had yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, the end of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? The Tanakama had said, a Sukkah under a Sukkah, the top one's good, the bottom one's not good. And Rabbi Yehuda said, if nobody lives in the upper one, the bottom one's good. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So what does it mean that nobody lives in the top one? Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ein diurin bil el yonat achonek sheira, my ein diurin. What does it mean that there are no diurin in the top one? Ilema diurin mamish. If you say it, take it literally, it depends if people live in the top one or not. Otu diurin kagarmi. Why should people make a difference whether your sukkah is kosher or not? The chefs of sukkah should be defined about the physical dimensions, the physical properties. Why should, if somebody walks upstairs, already lives upstairs, why should that make a difference? Where it says the gavras can't affect the chefsa. So says the Gemara, it can't mean literally people live there. El olav ma'in diurin. What is it where Yehuda mean in the Mishnah? Nobody's living upstairs. Really, it means kol she'ena ru'uya ladira. It means it's not fit for living in the upper sukkah. What does it mean it's not fit for living? What's one of the major options? It's not tall enough. The hechidami, what do we assume Rabbi Yehuda is talking about? The lo gavo asara, it's not 10 tzvachim high. And that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not 10 tzvachim high on top, it's kosher. Mashma, what does the Tanakama say? Rabbi Yehuda's arguing with the Tanakama, that even if it's not 10 tzvachim high, it's still going to passel. Against Shmuel. Shmuel's arguing on the Tanakama. Mechal Tanakama Savar, Ava Bishena Roy Ladir Psula. Sounds like, according to the Tanakama, even if it's not Roy Ladir, it's going to be Pasul. So again, it's Akasha, the third opinion that we just had here in the Gemara, which is Shmuel, who said that what's the Sukkah, Al Gabi Sukkah, that Pasuls when the upper Sukkah is 10 Tvachim high? But we have a Diak from our Mishnah, the Tanakama, who we assume Shmuel is holding like, says that even if it's less than 10 Tvachim high, it still Pasuls the bottom Sukkah.
So at this point, we're assuming that 10 tvachim was considered fit for living. Then why don't you lean with it to tell me that a sukkah less than 10
tvachim? 10 tvachim, why is it fit for living? Isn't it a dira srucha? So didn't the Pnei Yeshua ask that a couple days ago? Pnei Yeshua said, the Gemara says, Minani Mili. So the Gemara says, the Pnei Yeshua asked, what do you need a limit for? So first of all, we said, according to the Rambam, it works out fine, we said. Because the Rambam says that's only din l'chatchila. But according to the other opinions,
why? Well, in that case, things, maybe things sticking in.
The Hutsin, right? The Hutsin is possible. But I remember we gave another answer. The Pnei Yeshua, right, had said on the bottom of that Amud. Right, where was that? Right at the bottom of Minol, on the bottom of Dalam Abayz. The Pnei Yeshua had asked that, and he had given two Tirutzim. I don't remember what exactly they were. But the Chaz of that Shir, from Daf Hei, the beginning of the Shir and Daf Hei. But the Pnei Yeshua had asked that Kasha. And he had said, maybe the difference is, you would have thought that that's what it was. One of the answers. That even, let's say you have a Sukkah that's less than 10 Tzvachim high. And then you have noise Sukkah that takes up space. So you would have said that you're not bothered by the less than 10 tefachim in this case, because we said noi sukkah hanging down in doesn't ruin it, because you like that as a noi. Kamash v'lan, no, there's an objective shear that 10, you need 10 tefachim, even if you have less airspace. Okay, the maskana is going to be his idea. It's chak. We'll see. But anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara. So Kashan Shmuel. The Shmuel says you need 10 tzvachim high. The Tanakhama seems to say even without 10 tzvachim high, it's still going to passel. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar B'mar Rava. No, Rav Dimi says, who said that our Mishnah is talking about height? There's another case that the Mishnah could be talking about. That when Rav Yehuda says ain't you and milamala, you know what it means, and it's not fit for living. It's a different case that's not fit for living. No, it means that the floor isn't strong enough to live. Not that there's not enough height. But the floor is not strong enough to take the pillows and the mattresses of the top one. That's the case that they're talking about. So it's nothing to do with Shmuel's case about the height. We'll get back to that line in a minute. Let's just finish first. What do you mean? But it's mashma from the Mishnah. So fine, that's the case. But it's mashma there. The Tanakama still holds that even if it's not fit for living, it still passes. So what difference should it make what the case is? So that's not the case spoken about in the Mishnah. But still it should be, that's the Tanakama Shita. Even if it's not fit for living, it still passes the bottom sukkah. So it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter whether it's not fit for living because the floor is weak, or it's not fit for living because it's not tall enough. Either way, it's a kasha on Shmuel. So the first question of the Gemara was that, doesn't the Tanakama say against Shmuel? And now we're saying, doesn't the Tanakama hold against Shmuel? Even though that's not the case in the Mishnah. Still should make a difference what the case is exactly in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Ika beinayu, the yecholakaba, idea tzchak. Really, what the machlokas is in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is a case where it is livable, but bedochek. It's difficult to live there, but it's bedochek. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. And the Tanakama holds, if it would be totally not livable, then it would be kosher on the bottom. Only, what's the minimum is, you need yechol lekabel adei atzchak. Shmuel's case, it's not yechol adei atzchak at all. So that's why the Mishnah is not against Shmuel. It's an unbelievable diuk that we would have read this Gemara. Okay, nice Gemara, let's go on to the next Mishnah. So the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel, and so the Avnei Nezer also makes the same diuk, right? It says if the bottom one is not livable, it's not strong enough. So what did the Gemara pick to say? If you couldn't bring your food, couldn't bring your tables into the sukkah. No, what does it say? You couldn't bring your pillows and mattresses. Why did you say that? The pillows and the mattresses. Why didn't you say food? Food, kalim. That would be the first option. Why dafka pillows? So they say it's a raya. It's a raya to who? The Mordechai. What Mordechai? Says the Mordechai, quoted in the Ramah, if you have a sukkah that is, you're able to eat in, but you're not able to sleep in, because let's say it's in a dangerous neighborhood, and it's impossible to sleep in your sukkah, you would never do it, it's not roy lishon, says the Mordechai, the sukkah's possible. You have to have a sukkah that's roy lasos kol hadvarim. That's the Shita of the Mordechai. The Chacham Tzvi argues. We mentioned this Chacham Tzvi last week. The Chacham Tzvi says, what are you talking about? You can have a sukkah l'achila. You can have a sukkah l'shena. Haylochud v'haylochud. No problems. The Chacham Tzvi argues on the Ramah. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, says the Avnei Nezer, this Gemara is a riot to the Mordechai. Because what did it say? Your sukkah has to be fit for karmic sasos. What are your karmic sasos? Those are heavy, big mattresses. So bring your apples and challah in. Why didn't it say that? It must be that no. It must be that your sukkah has to be roy l'chol advar. That's the allusion in the Gemara. Why dafkit says karim b'ksasos?
Do we still remember
a sukkah that's zayin al zayin? That was the case that we were talking about. That's the case that the Chacham Tzvi said. Oh, it must be you can't sleep in it. They said no, you can sleep in it. You bend over, be a little uncomfortable. He says no. The Chacham Tzvi said if you'll be uncomfortable, it's b'ksar patam in a sukkah. They say no, b'ksar is different. But that's exactly the case that the Chacham Tzvi was talking about. Okay, weiter says the Mishnah. If somebody spreads a sheet on top of their sukkah, somewhere either above the schach or below the schach, we'll get to it in a minute. You spread up a sheet because of the sun, either because it's too sunny, and you want to shade yourself. Therefore, let's say you'll put a sheet on by the schach. Or let's say right under the schach, because you don't want the leaves from the schach falling into your food. So nesher, to catch the what drops from the schach. Or you have a canopy in your canopy bed in your sukkah. Pisula. In all these three cases, pasul to sit in that. Why pasul? We'll see in a second. But if you have nakliti amita, which is a bed which just has two poles, not four like a canopy, it has two poles, one at the top, head of the bed, one at the foot of the bed, and you put a sheet on there, so there's not a tefach wide area on top, it just kind of like hangs down, and maybe if you're like stuck in the middle there, but towards the top of your, where your sheet would be, it is not very wide at all, so therefore that would not pasul, that is not called a ohel in your sukkah. So what exactly is the case here? So it says Tosus, Pires Ol HaSadin. Tosus quotes, you know what the case is? You put a sadin there because of the sun. You know what the case of the Mishnah is? It's a case where you have a problem with your sukkah or a potential problem with your sukkah. And you're trying to keep your sukkah kosher with the help of the sadin. What's the case? What does Vibriachama mean? Your schach are going to dry out unless you put a sheet on top of it to prevent it from drying out. And if your schach would dry out, it would be too much sun in your sukkah. So you're using the sadin to be machshir your sukkah. Or mebnei hanesher, if too much leaves fall down from your schach, not that it's going to fall into your food, but it's going to be too sunny in your sukkah. It's going to be chamas v'ruva v'selasa. That's the case of the Mishnah, and that's why it's a psol in the Mishnah. Because without this sheet, you wouldn't have a kosher sukkah, or it's going to be not kosher in a few minutes. You're using the sheet to help machshir. Sheet is pasul. Sheet is pasul schach. So that's the problem in the Mishnah, and that's what he quotes from also from Rabbeinu Tam. The hasadin mon on milipo. The sadin is preventing it from becoming pasul. But he says, but according to Rashi, Rashi seems to give the other pshat that I mentioned, the more pashup pshat, and that is, no, you know, it's too sunny in your sukkah. It's too, you know, it's too. You don't want the stuff to fall into your sukkah. Why should that be worse? Asks Tosfos on Rashi from decorations. Something that you want there, you're not using it to kosher your sukkah. Your sukkah's kosher, but you're putting stuff there because to help you live there. So just like you put decorations up there to make it look nice, and some of your decorations are pretty big, and they're right under your schach, and they're pasul to use for schach, what should it make a difference? So they leave Rashi b'tzarach iyin. That is sheet is Rashi. Again, there are answers for Rashi. But those are two explanations of the Mishnah. Are we talking about a kosher sukkah? Yet, you know, you're just passeling it, which the Ritva says, this is a right that you can passel up a sukkah even though after it's kosher. Yet the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tshuva Sekha Onim say, no, different shot. We're talking about a case that without this sheet, it's not going to be a good sukkah. And you're using the sheet to be machshir, that's why it is a problem. So that's Tosfos and Rashi. So who do we passel like, by the way? What happens if you put a sheet up? You know, Rabbeinu Tam would be a big kula. You know, let's say you want to put up a sheet to make your sukkah a little more shady, even though it's already shady, it's already kosher. So we're machmir l'chadchila. We're machmir l'chadchila. We should not try to rely on Rabbeinu Tam, meaning even putting up a sheet all across, even if you have a kosher sukkah, we try to be machmir l'chadchila. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. It's in Tav Reish l'Amites. Tav Reish Chav Tes, I'm sorry. So for rain, that's what... Right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're putting it up for rain, writes... Unless rain would be a hafkas shem sukkah, we're going to get to that later. Yarduk shamim, hafkas rain might be. It's not just you have a kosher sukkah without it. So again, it's not. I'm not clear that would be okay. That's why the minhag is to you wouldn't make a, even though we're machmer the post of it, you don't make a brach in that kind of sukkah. You have a sheet all across. Even though we might hold like Rabbeinu Tam a little bit. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Amar of Chista says the Gemara Lo Shana Lebnei Hanesher. When do you say that this is all a problem Lebnei Hanesher? Because either, right, according to Rashi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, either because this is b'mashir yisukah, or Rashi says because you're catching the leaves. Avolena osak sheira, but anything for decorations is kosher, does not ruin your sukkah. Pshita Lebnei Hanesher tonight. It's Pasha, the Mishnah says, the reason is Lebnei Hanesher. So it's obvious that because of decorations it would be okay. So Mal the Zemahua did that people in the Osa. No, you might have said that even for decorations it would be a problem. No, you might have said that Mishnah is just saying a reason, but it's lav dafka that reason. Kamash Balan, it is not a problem. What's that? We're not a problem to put it up for decorations. Leva Messiah, let's just prove the we have a brisa that a Tosefta that proves that for decorations is not a problem. If you have proper schach, the itra, and then you put up all these decorations. You put up all these fancy linens, sheets. Right, that's already the raya. Right, and this is going to be kosher. You hang up there nuts and afarsakim and pomegranates, barley, yiddish one of slasos, wine, oil, and flour. All of these decorations, also the Savig Mahen, you're not allowed to use them. Right, there's an Isser Hanab because they're Huksa Limitzvaso on Sukkis, but on Motsa Yandav Akhbar Shalchag until Motsa'e Shmini Atzeres. We'll talk about that in a second. If you made a t'nai before Yantav started saying, I am not Bodel, I don't separate myself from using these, all sukkahs, so then you can make a condition and that it could work, that there's no chalos kedusha on these items. But either way, don't you see from here that if you put up a sheet, it doesn't passel up your schach? Isn't that a raya to the diak that we had, to Rav Chisda's diak, how to read the Mishnah? So the Gemara just says there's no raya, dilma menatzad. Maybe the case in the Mishnah is where you put up sheets like on the sides, not blocking up all your schach. So that is why there's no raya from the Tosefta. Yeah.
From the kasha that just says, doesn't it seem to be against Rabbeinu Tam that there is a difference between decorations and...
From the kasha, doesn't it seem to be like a difference? Well, it might just be that it's not the middle case is not talked about in the Gemara. The two cases of Nesher and Noi, Nesher is where you're being machshir your sukkah with that, and Noi is for beauty. So the Gemara doesn't talk about the middle case. Rabbeinu Tam would have to say that the middle case is like, would be like Noi. Okay. So it's interesting. So we have the idea here of decorating your sukkah, being mahadir your sukkah. This is a Ber Yosef. You get to mention the Ber Yosef in Shir. Got to mention Rav Yosef Misalant. So I can't go through the whole piece here. As you know, he usually has a beautiful, a little lengthy pieces, but he just says here that the hiddur mitzvah by sukkah is not just, I'll just give you his answer without all those kashas. The hiddur mitzvah by sukkah is not just the general mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, which we're going to talk about at length in Perek Lulav HaGazel. There's a mitzvah, a general mitzvah, zekele miyaveyu, do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. By sukkahs, he says, it's a little different. And his question, I'll mention one of the questions that he asked, why does the Tosefta have to give the whole list? Just say you put up decorations in your sukkah. It has to say nuts and grapes and pomegranates. Who cares what these Amoraim did? So he says, no, it's emphasizing that you have to try to make it so beautiful because this is a remez to how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Midbar. We're saying we're in the Midbar, we're in the middle of nowhere, we're in sukkahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much. He gave us the man that tasted like anything we wanted. He gave us so many things. He gave us shoes, he gave us clothes, he gave us everything. That's why there's a special mitzvah to be mahadir the sukkah. But not just as a general mitzvah, hiddur mitzvah, but because part of the inherent nature of the mitzvah is to show and reflect in our behavior how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's why we have a whole list here to show what these Tanoim did to beautify their sukkah. And it's an inherent point. Nimsa lafizesh hiddur basukkah yishpo indian nosaf milvada hiddur shebishar mitzvahs avakan basukkah hiddur gam chelek me etzim ha-mitzvah v'yakar tif'arto l'tachlis ikr kavanasa. And that's why it goes through this whole list of items. Okay, so the Mishnah has this quote had said that you're not allowed to get benefit from the decorations all the way until motzai shmini atzeres. So why is that? Why am I not allowed to get benefit from Motzai Shmini Atzeres? Sukkos was over last night. The end of Hoshana Rabbah, Sukkos was over. Why am I not allowed to get so? Based on the principle of Migu de Iskatsoi ben Hashmashes, Iskatsoi lekuli yoma, which we discussed at length in Misecha Shabbos, that Muksa is determined at ben Hashmashes of the day. Muksa is determined at twilight. If it's Muksa now, then it's Muksa the whole day. Even if, let's say, it becomes unmuksed on Shabbos, the reason it was Muksa disappears, still, it does not lose its Muksa status. The other way can happen. There's something called Yesh Muksa Lachatzi Shabbos, the Gemara said. Something can become Muksa on Shabbos, for the rest of Shabbos. But once something is Muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, then it can't become unmuksed. Let's say the situation removes itself. It can't become unmuksed on Shabbos. Tosas points out, though, that this is even muksa machmas yom sha'avar. In Tosas verse. Because why is this sukkah, you don't sit in the sukkah, let's say in Eretz Yisrael. It's only Shmini Atzeres. Right? You're not supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. So why is it muksa? Because machmas yom sha'avar. Because of yes. We'll get to what you're going to say in a minute. Because of yesterday. Because yesterday I had to sit in the sukkah, and Hashmashas is a suffix, so therefore I can't sit in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres as well. Tosas points out, though, that the Gemara later on is machalik between sukkah and esrog within the world of muksa machmas yom sha'avar. Only sukkah is muksa through Shmini Atzeres because of muksa machmas yom sha'avar. But in esrog, you can make your esrog jelly on Shmini Atzeres. Why? What's the difference? So Menachem's going to say. You're going to say no? So says the Gemara later on, Tachmin Vav, that a sukkah is usable every second. And let's say you have guests, you want to eat a meal during Ben HaShemashas of Leil Shmini Atzeres. So you guys in the sukkah, sit in the sukkah, Mishum Safek. So it's a constant chiyuv. So even during Ben HaShemashas, it's not really Machmas Yom Sha'avar. It's Machmas right now. And because right now is the beginning of the day, so that's why it says Aser. And Esrog you already used in Shul this morning. You don't need an Esrog now. You already used it this morning. So okay, that's purely Yom Sha'avar. So Yom Sha'avar does not create Migud Iskatsoi, Iskatsoi L'Kul Yom. That's what Tosas quotes his Gemara later on, the chiluk between a sukkah and lulav. Yeah.
So what did you make
Oh, so that's the big discussion of the Taz and the Marshal in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres. You have to sit in the sukkah if you're Makabel Yantif early. How do you look at Tosefes Yantif?
Would that affect
Muksa? So does Migud Iskatsoi go by when it's Shabbos for you? L'chora is if you have something that's Muksa in your house. Right? Does it go by your Kabbalah or does it go by the objective? It's a question. I'm not 100% sure, but I would assume it would go by yours because Muksa already started. Yeah. If someone's not going to eat anymore, but what about Hoel? Right? Hoel affects halakha. Maybe guests will come. Maybe you will eat. Well, you decided you were not going to eat. Maybe you will eat. As soon as Reb Chitka. Okay. Says the Gemara. Itzmar. Second line. Noi sukkah in mematin basukkah. Decorations of a sukkah are not mema'it in the sukkah. What does that mean? Rashi says it means two things. If the sukkah is higher than 20 amos and it's pasul, just because your decorations hang down within 20 amos, it's not going to help you because decorations are not kosher schach. And number two, if your sukkah is is 10 tefachim, that's what we mentioned before, then the hanging down decorations are not going to ruin it either. So they're not going to help, they're not going to hurt in these cases. Amar Ravashi, umin hatzad mematin. But min hatzad, says Ravashi, if your sukkah is exactly 7 by 7 tefachim wide, and the decorations give you less moving room from the side, that will cause problems by decorations, because then that's not going to be livable. Might be what how tall it is. I'm saying, but if it gets shorter, you can bend down and use the sides. If it's skinnier, then where do you put yourself? You know, if it's you have to bend down because okay, if it's very tall, it's very tall. If you have enough room to stand, you have to sit, you have to relax, so that maybe a horizontally is more chomer. Minyamin avdei Ravashi, Minyamin, the servant of Ravashi, it's mishalei ketunta b'maya. His shirt got all wet in water. Vishtatcha amatalta, and he put it on top of the sukkah to dry off. It was a nice sunny day. He put it on top of the sukkah to dry off. Amalei Ravashi, dalya de la lemer kamasach v'davram kabel tuma. Take it away. People are going to say you can use shirts for schach. You can use something that's makabel tuma. V'hachachazi lei retiva. But Rebbe, they see it soaking wet. So Ravashi answers, v'chal yabsha kaminalcha. You're right. I meant when it dries. By the time it dries, you should take it off. You're right. Right now it's dripping, so you can leave it there. But when it dries, you should not have it there. Interesting discussion I saw here from the Hagos from Nechemya Birech. Know what that is? Yesha Hiksha says, how could you put your shirt on top of the sukkah? Are you isn't the hanenem in a sukkah? Sukkah is a davar shem a mitzvah. You know, like we just say, now be nena. And we had a machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the Rosh. Does it include the walls also, or just the schach? But this is the schach. Either way, so this is the schach. Echot l'shtok bigdol sukkah. Chis yabish also l'shtamish besukkah. Huxel mitzvaso. So says this Achron Reb Nechemya Birech. He says Bier says no. It's shalok derech hanaasa. Shalok derech hanaasa. What's the usual usage of a sukkah? Sitting inside of it. Using it on top of it to help something dry, shalok derech hanaasa, that's why it would be okay. But then he says, I'll at least be also be the Rabbanan. Darasa daraisa. But I'll surely be also be the Rabbanan. So says, according to Rabbeinu Tam that we had yesterday, putting everything together, according to Rabbeinu Tam we had yesterday, the only part of the sukkah that's suksal misfaso is the minimum shear of the sukkah. Right, we had two answers in Tosis. Standing versus after it broke down, or the minimum shear of a sukkah versus the extra part of the sukkah. We just didn't know how to figure that out, says the Arach Laner. But says the, so he said, if that's true, then the extra part of the sukkah is only probably Rabbanan. So that's why I doubled Rabbanan, double Rabbanan, we're not machmir. So it's a shaloka derech hanaasa on the extra part of the sukkah, that's his charipus. So then that wouldn't be that wouldn't be a problem. Vasis l'davar asar. What's about buses means when the bottom thing is mutter to move and you put a muksa thing on top. It's different, you can't use the bottom thing. This is the opposite kind of case of a buses. Yeah. Are you worried that someone's going to sit underneath it? What? That's sorry. So it's they're worried more about it even without that. Even someone's going to walk by, they're going to get there's going to be a Mara Zion issue. Oh, what about the Issa Durabanan of hanging out a wet shirt? So what do we say there? The hanging out a wet shirt is only, what's this? Xavier Durabanan to hang wet shirts on Shabbos? Only in a place where you usually hang things that people think that you washed it on Shabbos. But if it's clear that it came from the rain, it's not a problem. Not a problem, we said. That's why you could put your wet socks on the doorknob. But you cannot put your wet socks in the place where you put your linen, your laundry. Right, Hishtach is a bizayon, right, it's a bizui, even if you want to say it's mutter, it's like a bizui, right? Tell us to talk about that a little later. Hishtach is bizayonos on the sukkah. Okay, itmar, noi sukkah maflagam yimen arba, very important halach lamaisa. If you have decorations that hang down more than four tzfachim away from the schach, right? So what's the halacha? It's machlokas. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Chizkiya Rav Huna Amar Psula. So that's a machlokas, whether your decorations are allowed to hang down further than 10 tefachim. So, again, one should try to make sure that if you have hanging decorations, they're within 4 tefachim of your schach. They don't hang down further than that, because then it might be considered a separate ohel, and if you sit under there, it could be a problem. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Huna, Ikla Bei Reish Galusa. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Huna, who said it's pasul, once we're at the Reish Galusa, Agninu Rav Nachman v'sukkah shenoyem aflagan v'men arba tefachim. Rav Nachman who said it's kosher, put them in a sukkah, right? Agninu, Agonized to sleep. He put him in a sukkah to sleep, in a sukkah that was less, that decorations were hanging down more than four tefachim. Ishtiku v'lam alev lomidri. They were quiet, they didn't say a word. They didn't say a word. So amaluhu, hadu v'rabbanam ishvatsayu. So Rav Nachman says to them, well, you're chosen from your shita, do you now agree to me that it's a kosher sukkah? Because you didn't say anything. Amrulay anan shluchei mitzvah anan b'turim anasaka. No, we're shluchei mitzvah. And therefore, we're p'turim from sukkah. We'll see later on in the Mishnah, around that chavchei or so. So shluchei mitzvah are oseg b'mitzvah, p'turim anamitzvah. And therefore, we didn't have to sit in the sukkah. But we still hold that it's possible. Fascinating discussions on this Gemara. Number one, what strikes you from this Gemara? At that moment, is it a mitzvah anymore? No, the assumption is, look at Tosfos, the third Taban in Tosfos. Tosfos says it's a case where they, if they would go find another sukkah, they wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. What mitzvah they're doing? I didn't mention. The mitzvah they're doing is chayav lahakla p'nei rabba v'regel. They wanted to visit the Rebbe. There's a mitzvah lahakla p'nei rabba v'regel, and that's why, that's the mitzvah they were being involved in. By the way, there's a tshuva that's discussed, the tshuva of the Noda Behuda, in Simit Tzadik Dalit, I think, in Tinyan Hasim and Sadak Dalit, but the Noda Behuda says there is no mitzvah bisman hazeh of Chiyav L'Hakma Pnei Rabba Beregel. Why? Because Chiyav L'Hakma Pnei Rabba Beregel is only a function of Aliyah Regel. If you go to see the Shekhinah, and with the Shekhinah, then your Rebbe is going to have more shining from the Shekhinah, so therefore, you know, you're not going to give it's a function of that. But you're not going to give your Rebbe more kavod than the Shekhinah, so if you're not going to the Shekhinah anymore, you can't go to your Rebbe anymore. Therefore, he says, Bizman Hazeh, there's no mitzvah. So there are many achronim that point out various Gemaras that seem to say that they rent Bizman Hazeh. Was that just a kiyum? It's not a chiyuv. But anyway, that's the Noda Behuda, this Gemara, and that's Tosfos seems to say that if they would have gone to find another sukkah, they wouldn't have been able to do the mitzvah. Right? E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. That's a big sugya we're going to get to later on. I think it's Daf Chaf Hey, a machlokas between the Ran and others versus the more mainstream, and that is, does Oseg B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah apply even if Efshal Akayim Shneim? Tosfos here says, B'feirish? No, it's only by, if you can't do both mitzvahs. If you could do both mitzvahs, you have to do both mitzvahs. Is it a Hafka, is it a Patur? We'll get to that. Yeah. Oh, so says the Ritva. Says the Ritva. There's a machlokas here. So the one who was Matir put the ones who were Pasled in the Sukkah. Isn't there Lifnei Iver? Isn't there Lifnei Iver? They didn't realize, they didn't know. What is he doing? So says the Ritva, some rabbis from this Gemara hold, there's no Lifnei Iver if I hold this Mutter. Even though I know you hold this, it's Treif. I know you don't trust this Hashgacha. Right? I say, Rav Moshe's Heter of Chol Yisrael. I say, you know, all American milk is called Chol Yisrael. So you hold of Chol Yisrael? I know this is Mutter. So according to the Ritva, I can give you any milk I want. Right, according to this Diyuk. Says the Ritva, I says, that's interesting Diyuk, but I don't think that's true. Because here is a sukkah, they could see up. They could see it. Anything that's Efshar Lavarer by itself, it's Nikar. If it's Nikar, then there's no issue. There's no issue with Viver, because they obviously see it. Nikar Isser. That is one very interesting discussion about whether there's Lifnei Iver, if it's Mutter for me. I was trying to think if it relates to the shir we had in the past, if it's Isser Klali, Isser Prati. I don't know if it would make a difference. But anyway, the Arach Laner has another suggestion in the Gemara. It says, why does it say Agninhu? Agninhu means he put them into sleep. Agninhu. So he said, why not give them to eat? Hoshivu. So says the Arach Laner, no. The pshat was that Rav Nachman knew the principle that's found in the Gemara sometimes, that lo yu'una letzadik kol ra. That a tzaddik never, even b'shogeg, even the animal of a tzaddik doesn't eat tevel, the Gemara says. So he wanted to know who the halacha was like himself or like these other rabbis. If you would have put him in a sukkah by day, they would have seen, they wouldn't have gone. Aye, but if he puts it in at night, they can't see. Agninu. So then let's see if it happens, because if they actually sleep here, all right, then I'm right. Right, because it's going to happen. So what happened? They slept in the sukkah. So he goes to them and says, oh, have you been chozer bo? Because you see, I'm right. So they say, what are you talking about? Oseg b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. There's no raya. So that's the discussion. Why dafka agninu? So it's two pshat. Then the Ritva's discussion about lifnei iver and the Arach Laner about lo yunal tzadik kol oven. Okay. They weren't right. So this is even there's a chiddush in Hatorah Hakbalas Pnei Rabo. They went to the house of the Reish Galusa. This is just like right the Abizrayu. The Abizrayu is a chayav like Abaregel. They're going tomorrow morning to the shir. But that's the chiddush even as well. Another chiddush, and that is the Mitzpah Esan here asks. There's an amazing chiddush, and again something that we'll talk about. Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. This mitzvah is probably a derabanan. Chayav abodei abaregel. So osik b'mitzvah derabanan is patra mitzvah daraisa. Oseg in Chai Lakvadei Rabu Regal is poter a mitzvah daraisa of sukkah. So the mitzvah be'esman says in a chinami. It must be that a drabbanan has the power of pater daraisa. Says the Emek Bracha, according to this mitzvah be'esman, second Emek Bracha of the day, says the Emek Bracha, no! The chi of lava hakla p'nei rabo b'regel, fine to go there as a drabbanan. But once you're there and been oseg batal matar with your rabbi, that's a kiyim daraisa. What do you mean? To go there in the first place, fine, might be drabbanan. But once you're there, you're being oseg in a mitzvah daraisa. So therefore, it's daraisa versus daraisa. There's no raya from this Gemara. The chalukas mitzvah esan and the emek bracha.
But the same discussion of somebody who's mevaka chole, is it chayv of kriya kriyashma?
Right, right. Osik, this the sugya of osik b'mitzvah patur ben mitzvah. Right, on Shavuos we had a shir of osik b'tal b'torah. Is there a patur ben mitzvah? That was what we had. Remember Shavuos night. But this is the sugya again. The main sugya you see on the side. It says chavav, chavav na chavei. That's where the main sugya is. Amar b'yud amar Shmuel. Let's start for 1 minute. Amar b'yud amar Shmuel. Mutar li shabakila b'sukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a canopy in a sukkah. You're allowed to sleep in there. As long as it's not 10 tefachim high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not called its own ohel, and therefore you can sleep in that sukkah. Toshma Yashin Megila B'sukkah Le'Yitzvichavaso. Ayah Brisa says, it's, you're not Yotzei. Yeah, that's talking about if you have 10 tefachim. If it's 10 tefachim high, it's possible. I'm talking about, says Shmuel, if it's not 10 tefachim high. Meisvei. If you sleep under a bed, you're not Yotzei. So, yeah, we're talking about a bed that's 10 tefachim high. That's why it's a problem. Tashma, Oshe. Should we stop here? You know what? Let's stop here. It goes quickly. We'll stop here at this Tashma, and we will continue, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to get into Kinos. We didn't get into Kinos here. We're going to get into Kinos tomorrow. So we'll stop here at Tashma. Tomorrow, the end of tomorrow, is all about Anani Akavin. Anani Akavin, Sukkos Mamish. Get off of the base on the bottom. Hopefully, we might start that the next day. But Lulav Sarach Egan comes up. Every day is exciting. But we have to get into a roll now, because next week is 6 a.m. That's just 6:10. We've got to get into a roll today, this week, so that next week we could make sure to be here. Okay.